Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, it's Holly. Welcome, welcome, welcome to this beautiful Monday morning, December 4th, 2017. And we are going to be talking about the full moon and Mercury in retrograde. That's right, folks. We've got ourselves quite a doozy here. And I'm going to talk about how it affects each and every one of you. I've got the chat room open here, and you're welcome to put your birth date and your year in there. Please mark it as March 2nd, 1969, not 3-2-69. That's so that I can get to it as quickly. I don't have to do the math and figure out if it's, you know, month first or month second. And your question all in one sentence. And I can get a reading done for you. If you've got a question about how the moon, the full moon, is affecting you and Mercury retrograde for the next 2 weeks, and then we have our new moon. So the full moon right now is one of the most important moons, full moons that we've had in a very, very long time. You can also call in. You can call into the episode, and I can do a reading live for you, which is probably the best way to do it. And that's 646-716-9140. That's 646-716-9140. Oh my God, we're going to have so much fun today. It's insane. Has anybody felt the intellectual pull, the frustration, the excitement, the eagerness to strive ahead, move forward? I'm tired of things that are holding me back. What is holding you back? What personality characteristics? What people are holding you back? What fears? What's blocking you? That's what the full moon is going to uncover. Some of us, it's going to be much more comfortable next 2 weeks than others. And I will tell you by the end of this show which of your sun signs, which of you sun signs are going to struggle through this, and how we can make it so much better and so much easier, and how many of you are going to shine brightly, and what the predictions are for everyone involved. Now, the moon is now in Gemini, and the sun is in Sagittarius, so they oppose each other. That's why a full moon is a struggle in general. And then we've got Mercury in Sag, and it is about to move backwards. So what we want to do is concentrate on what is your belief system? What is your philosophy of life? If it's religious based, check in. If it's intellectually based, if you're a humanist, if you're a humanitarian, if you believe in the rights for others, for freedom of speech, what is your basic belief system? So I'll give you an idea. Mine is that is fairness. And I also have a strong belief system, although as utopian as it may be, that people should really get to know themselves. Stop trying to figure out other people. Start trying to figure yourself out. Why do you do what you do? Why do certain people bother you the way they do? It doesn't matter if they're the biggest a-hole in the world and they would bug anybody. You still want to check in with yourself. Why is this particular situation really eating me up? And I guess you could call it a pet peeve of mine, but it's a utopian world, because I feel that if we knew ourselves more, everything would go so much more smoother. and we'd stop the blame game. And so that's my philosophy. That's my belief system. Believe in fairness. Believe in honesty and honesty with yourself, fairness with yourself. And I'm a Virgo. So it's, I got a lot of Libra in my chart. So part of that belief system, which is fairness, is going to be validated. But with the Virgo, Gemini, and Sag, not so comfortable. So the next 2 weeks before the full moon, I am going to focus on what mentally, what psychologically is holding me back. Am I paying too much attention to details? Am I worrying too much about the little things? And is this what's holding me back? Am I not open to a different future, a different angle? So that's good for Virgo. Right now, let's start at the beginning. And of course, I welcome your calls if you want to have a free reading by me. I also want to mention that you can find me at Astro Holly on Facebook. You can find me at astroholly@mail.com, not Gmail, mail. And you can also find me at astroholly.com. There's a ton of information on astroholly.com. I've got over a decade of radio shows on there in various events. So we're going to start with Aries. Okay, so Aries, it's kind of cool because right now the rising sign is in Aries. And Aries, we're going to, for the next 2 weeks, want to focus on getting things started, okay, and a plan. And this is hard for Aries because, especially now, with the Sagittarius and Gemini energy, because you just want to get it done. I mean, it should have been done yesterday. It's really a delay for another 2 weeks is going to drive you bonkers, right? But okay, because there needs to be a plan. There needs to be a game plan. And you're going to sit still with that. And you're going to bring in your team. Okay, so Aries, who do you want on your team? And so this is going to be sort of an adventure. Look at it that way. An adventure to find out who's going to do what. And so the first thing you got to do is, here comes my philosophy, check in with yourself. What are you good at? What are your attributes? What can you bring to the table? What part are you going to play? What position are you going to play on the team? Once you know that, then decide what are the positions you don't want to play, you don't want to participate in. And then you find those people to fulfill those roles. You're building a team. Okay, and by the new moon, which is December 18th, you're going to have that team. That's the goal, right? So right now is what's blocking you? What's holding you back? What is your position on the team? And what are the main players that you require on your team? Now, this could be work-related. This could be pleasure, leisure-related. This could be relationship-related. I mean, seriously, when a lot of times, especially nowadays, because we're so segregated in this world of non-community-based world, you might have a lover or a partner, and we expect that person to be every player on the team. And the person cannot be every player on the team. And then they're not only supposed to be every player on the team, but they're supposed to be, you know how to play your part as well. So Aries, I want you to take a look at when it comes to a lover or a partner, if this is what your focus is, who, what part, what player, or maybe two players on your team do you want your partner to play? And then find other people to play the other players, a good friend, a coworker, a neighbor, a hobby, right? So that's for you, Aries, for the next 2 weeks at your homework while we're in Mercury retrograde and the blessings of the full moon. Check in intellectually. Taurus, this is a bit more emotional for you, and it's difficult for you because you're a down-to-earth, grounded, very patient person. So with that, I want you to focus on the patience for the next 2 weeks. However, the other side is that you're persistent. So you might be a bit pushy, not willing to change, don't really want to look at other people's opinions or thoughts around a situation right now. Now, I always say that you're more than your sun sign. So Taurus, if this were true for you, you might have a ton of Gemini in your chart, or you might have a ton of Aries in your chart. So getting a full reading would be important. And I encourage anybody to call for a reading right now. All right? Also, I have $50 Fridays. You know, my readings range from $90 to $120. And $50 Fridays gives you a 1 hour reading, and it can be done through video chat, Facebook video chat, Skype, telephone call. A lot of mine are done through a telephone. They're fully recorded and sent to you for further reference, future reference. So Taurus, what has to do with intellectually, philosophically, with your belief system around the material world? Do you need to minimize? Do you need to create more of an income? A lot of times Tauruses will say, I just need more money. You can get more money in other ways, such as I did a reading for someone, and she said, I need to make more money, but I need to work less. I want to travel more, so I need more money, but I need to work less because I want to travel more. And I went, you got a big giant house all by yourself. Rent out a room. Wow, her privacy was very important to her, and she had trust issues. So for 6 months, because I do coach in astrology, we worked on those trust issues. And 2 months ago, she got a first and last month. She got a couple grand sitting in the bank. She got this wonderful roommate that she hardly ever sees, which is perfect for her. She likes her space and is reliable with the rent. So there you go. So now she's got extra income, right? So Taurus, I want you to look at it that way. Intellectually, like, what is your self-talk? What are you telling yourself why you can't get to a place of a different income, different value system, right? In order to achieve the goal that you want. By December 18th will be the new moon, and we can focus on a new beginning, a new project, newness. So right now you want to wrap things up first. So what do you need to finish? What projects do you need to wrap up? What conversations do you need to have with somebody in order to have closure? And that leads me a great segue to Gemini. See, Gemini, because we got the opposition of the Sagittarius moon, and we got the opposition sun, and we got the opposition of the Sagittarius Mercury, we're going to be looking more at the Sagittarians that are at, where it's really going to, the Geminis, it's really going to affect are the ones that are born later in our reading. So if you are a June, you know, so later in June, right, or mid-June, this is really going to strongly affect you. You need to have a conversation with somebody. There is somebody that's been really bugging you, really upsetting you, frustrating you, lacking intelligence, maybe ignorant to a situation. And Gemini, that conversation needs to happen. But you want to write it down first, okay? Geminis are really good with writing. And because you'll be quick-tempered, and if a person says one thing off, you'll shut the conversation down. So write this out. Make a script. This is where you prepare. That's what Mercury retrograde is all about, preparing, reflecting, looking back. Okay? And then we're going to do a full moon and a Mercury in retrograde meditation at the end of this session, so that we can lead you into an abundance, an abundance that will manifest, that will unfold by December 18th, which is a new moon. I definitely recommend that you call in to 646-716-9940 and get a free reading. I'm here every Monday. I try to start at 1 o'clock. This time I started at 1:30. But in and around this time, just check Blog Talk at the last minute and see where I'm at. I want to welcome guest 835 to the show. So, Jim and I have that conversation. Okay, and then write it down, because I can guarantee you write it down. What you thought you were going to say is going to completely change, because you want to have all your facts straight, right? You want to come across as intelligent and thoughtful, you know, that you're full of thought, even though the other person might be full of me, you know what. So now we're going to move into Cancer. Cancer, what are you going to do with this full moon? If anybody's affected by full moons, it is the Cancer. Why? Because the moon is ruled by Cancer. Cancers are very fluid, watery signs that are extremely affected by other people's emotions. You're even affected by the weather, the tides, the moons. They're sensitive, intuitive. So this is going to be particularly difficult because you're a water sign, and this all has to do with air and fire, which kind of rubs you the wrong way. So you're going to find that people are highly intellectual, really heady, you know, thinkers, practical, rational, but they're not getting it on an intuitive level. They're not getting it. They're not feeling it, you know. And so you're going to feel like people just don't care. You know, what they're saying makes sense and it's right and it's by the book, but they're just not caring. They're not nurturing the situation. And so that's going to be hurtful for you, especially in relationships or if you've got children, and you're going to feel like you're not being nurtured, that you're not being heard, that people are not, they're listening to your word, but they're not listening to your feelings around it. And so this is a time you want to cultivate communication between you and the people that you care about. And that's what you look at. The results are that at the end, there's more understanding of feelings. And that's what you want the results to be. If it takes 2 weeks, you know, around December 18th, before this is brought up, before this is brought to the table, that's fine. But between now and then, with the full moon and Mercury in retrograde, get yourself a journal, a feeling journal. And every day, all you write for the next 2 weeks, all you do is write down feelings. And it can be, Johnny made me feel like this when he said that. My husband makes me feel like this, and I really feel it more now than ever. I don't feel like I'm nurturing my children enough, or that my children feel nurtured, appreciate my mothering. The person at work, you know, hurt my feelings. You write it down, everything. And after the end of this 2 weeks, or the new moon, December 18th, you take a look at that journal and see how you feel then. And then, according to how you feel, and your intuition will set the stage for the new moon, a new beginning. So with Leo, with this full moon, this is exciting for you, unless you got a bunch of Virgo in your chart or Cancer. But Leo, this is really exciting for you. You're really looking forward now. You're looking into the future. You're looking at other people being involved in your future. You look more of a teamwork, not so much lead that. You want to be the leader with something. It might be a family event because Christmas is coming up, or specific holidays coming up, Hanukkah or Chinese New Year, and you're really excited to bring together a gathering of people. You might be in charge of a church community event or a work holiday party. But either way, you're in a leadership position and you're really excited about it. You're excited about the position. You're excited about the future. You're excited about the new moon coming up, because the new moon is going to launch love and fun and creativity into your life. Now, we're going to move on to Virgo. I'm going to talk about the new moon and Sagittarius as well. In Gemini, so Virgo, this is, unless you've got a lot of Libra in your chart, which I do, I'm so glad, or some Leo in your chart, which I do as well. Parts of it is going to be difficult, and that is the detailed, orientated part. Are you minding your details? Are you being too detailed, too picky, thinking too much, overthinking things? Are you questioning whether you're good enough or you're not good enough or you could be better? You know, is that all those things, is that what's holding you back? Is that what's holding you back on a new venture, a new project, a new idea, a newness in your relationship? And if it is, sit with it for 2 weeks. You're one of the most patient signs in your course. You don't mind minding the details. So sit with it and just think as little as possible and let insight, let blasts of insight pop into your mind, thoughts that come out of nowhere, creatively show themselves. And when you have them, think about them when they do. And if you can, Pat, just write down these instantaneous thoughts that you have and check in with them, look at them all, December 18th, 2017, when we have the new moon. And then we're going to talk about what can you do with those. In fact, I'd want you to call in because I'll have a radio show that day. It's a Monday. And you can call in and we can work on it together. Right? I welcome you to call in at 646-716-9140. You can also get a hold of me at astroholly@mail.com, not Gmail, or astroholly.com is my website. And you can find me on Facebook, AstroHolly. I have many years of being an astrologer and in past lives. Well, that's a whole other story. So we're going to move into Libra. And Libra, this is going to be a comfortable ride for you and enjoyable. You're able to use your wit and your mind and your level of fairness. You know, your natural mediator, natural lawyer, and you're going to find yourself working with others and communicating with others in the next 2 weeks, and it's going to help you help them, if that makes any sense. So decisions do not have to be made right away, and that's the key point that I want to accentuate for my Libra brothers and sisters. You don't have to make a decision right away. You got 2 weeks. But what you do have to do is put together a strategy, a plan around the decision that will be made in 2 weeks. And you'll get your answers in 2 weeks. So don't be upset if there isn't anything, you know, jumping out at you right away. So we're going to move on to Scorpio. Okay, Scorpio, this is a time when you're going to be holding back. And you want to check in at why are you holding back? What is going on underneath the surface? What are the lies? What are the misconceptions? Are there even really lies? Maybe there's an ignorance or a lack of communication that's stopping you from really knowing all the truth. You're not seeing all the cards on the table. And so you want to ask more questions in the next 2 weeks. Ask questions. Think about it right now. So what I want you to do is take notes, is write down. See, Gemini and Sag is all about educating ourselves. Gemini's are the leaders, communicators, and educating ourselves. So Scorpio, for the next 2 weeks with this Mercury retrograde and the full moon energy, I want you to write down what you don't know and what you want to know. Okay, so it can be hidden, and hidden in a way that you might go, it's not fair that Miss Jane got a promotion and I didn't. And I'm really angry and resentful about that. So the question, find the question in there. The question is, why did Miss Jane get it? And look and ask for that answer, which you'll get in and around December 18th, 2017. Okay? Rather than sit with the judgment or the resentment or the hurt or the anger, sit with the question. You might not like the answer. Either way, you'll get an answer. Now, Sagittarius, you're the one who can give people answers. So, look around and watch and look for the people asking questions, because you are the philosopher. You are the professor right now. You are the almighty, the all-knowing, okay? And the reason I say that is because you've got the strength of the Sun in Sagittarius and Mercury in Sagittarius right now, and you'll get flashes of insight that will give you the answers. And when I say look for the questions, it's very similar to what I just said about Scorpio, right? When somebody says, I'm frustrated, that bugs me, I'm hurt, I'm angry, I really want to move forward, I'm so excited, you know, about this, and I wish I had this, and I wish I had that. Look for the questions in there and give them your insight, your knowledge. So I've got a caller here and a couple of callers. So 707, you're on the air.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. What's your name?
My name is Valerie, and I wanted astrological reading or either love or career.
Okay, let me get your birthday.
5/25/54.
Okay. Are you currently in a relationship right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So you want a reading looking into your career or into relationship?
Let's look at...
Let me see what pops up here.
Yeah. Can you see what pops up? That's probably the better... questions.
Yeah, because I actually right away see a turning point for you, and it's coming really soon, which is cool because we're talking about the full moon that we've just had with Mercury in retrograde, and then the new moon December 18th. So mid-December, and this carries you all the way through to August 2018, it's a really positive time for you, and it's a turning point for you, and it does have to do with career. So if you've been... And it does help you financially as well, too. Are you in a position of power? So are you in a position where you're in a management or you're a project leader or teacher, that type of thing?
No.
Authoritative? No? Okay. So in your career, you will be given that opportunity. Now, I don't see the opportunity completely manifesting until August 2018, but something happens the mid-December, which gives you an opportunity to be able to be a part either of a study or a part of a program, somewhere a part of a team at work that begins this turning point for you. Ultimately, nothing that satisfies you more than than satisfaction in a project and being involved in a team, in a project. Does that make sense?
Yes. I was looking for a position in my field, which is in the medical field. So do you see that coming? Is that part of it?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah. And you'll be working with other people on this. So it's like somebody brings you on and says, we really need your help, we need your leadership. You got a great combination of talents. And one is that you're a great multitasker and you're great at communicating, but you're also great at organizing people and managing people. And so the position has something to do with those two talents that you have.
Okay, the position that's coming up that you see in December?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, do you see how I will connect to that position?
Well, that's what I'm saying. In the middle of December is when you meet with somebody. It looks an older man, or it's somebody in authority, somebody who's got much more experience than you have in it, and they present to you the opportunity, the news. You know, like, oh, guess what? This position is coming open. Or guess what? I heard that so-and-so is going on maternity leave. Some type of news like that. And that's when it's Jupiter, it means you have to grab the opportunity. You have to, okay, who do I talk to? You know, say to that person, whoever gives you the information, say, who do I talk to, or what do I do, or what information do I need to put myself in the position?
Okay. So then it would be coming from somebody that I know. It wouldn't be like an online looking around that way. It's going to come from somebody who knows me.
Yeah, it's somebody, it's a person. Yeah, definitely. Somebody in authority. Now, even if it's an online thing, it could very much mean you'll have an interview around then talking to this person. Right?
Okay.
Nowadays with technology, they intertwine with each other. So it really doesn't matter how it comes to you, whether it's a group chat online or a Facebook conversation or somebody at work or somebody that you meet. But either way, it's usually a man or it's somebody in authority that has that you respect, that you look up to. And even if it's a meeting, it's somebody that will be your boss or be your manager. Either way, it's very favorable.
Because I was only looking for 3 days a week. Part-time, 3 days a week.
Yep. Yep.
Oh.
This is the time to grab it. Now, if it doesn't manifest right away, then you're looking into August of 2018. But I see it happening in December for you. As long as you keep your eyes and your ears open, which you do, you're naturally, very intuitive. You listen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're a really good listener. So you'll get that information by the last month.
Do you see how far it would be from my home? Would it be a long commute or something reasonable?
Because it's an easy transit and easy. It's something that makes life easier for you. If it's not good for you to be at a distance, then it won't be something that's too far away.
Okay.
You've got a lot of Gemini in your chart, so you just want to be really open to anything. Like if somebody says, oh, it's like 10 miles away, or I don't know, or they say it's 100, you know, whatever. If it's too far for you, then don't let that create any opportunity, because what I see happening is constant expansion between now and August 2018. So between those dates, whatever job you get in December is just going to be moving, expanding, changing constantly. So the first job doesn't necessarily mean you're stuck there, you know, in driving too far away for the next, you know, rest of your life.
Yeah.
So I don't want you to ignore the opportunity, because that's what the Gemini part of you is going to do with Mercury in retrograde right now. You're going to talk yourself out of things.
Right. Well, I've been waiting for a while for this three. If it's 3 days, if it's three consecutive days, I don't mind driving an hour away.
Exactly.
If it's going to give me the days that I want.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see that there's going to be any problem, and it gives you a position of power too. So you get to be in a management, or you get to be in a where you're organizing people. You're in that kind of position.
And
it's good money. Like you get raises throughout
mm-hmm.
the time that you're there.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Valerie.
I'll
no problem.
Remember, about the job.
Oh, great. Keep me posted.
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Oh, I accidentally hung up on somebody there. Please call back. And I'm going to take the 617 call. Hi, you're talking to Holly. You're on the air. How can I help you today? Can I get your birth date?
Hello?
Hello? Are you just listening?
Are you talking to me? Yes, I am.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, did you want to get a reading?
No, thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay,
so we're going to continue on. And there we go. And I'm going to go through the rest of the chart. Hopefully that other person calls back because I accidentally hung up. I'm sorry. That's Mercury retrograde, right? And we're going to move on to, we just finished talking about Sagittarius. So Sagittarians give people answers. They're looking for their guru next 2 weeks. So Capricorn, this is going to be a little bit difficult because you're a take charge person and you like to have some kind of control. And that's it. 707. Clack. I accidentally hung up on you. So what you want to do, Capricorn, is have as much, you know how you multi, manage other people, you're very good at it. You manage other people, you help other people get all their ducks in a row, you're great at that management skill, take charge. Well, let's turn this inward onto yourself for the next 2 weeks, okay? And we're here at December 4th, 2017, in case you're listening to this later, and we're talking about Mercury retrograde and the full moon. And we have a new moon on December 18th, and we want to make the most of the next 2 weeks so that we can start anew. We can shed some skin, shed some light on some darkness. And that's what the full moon does. It sheds light on us. And Capricorn, I want you to look inward and how can you micromanage yourself? How can you put your ducks in the row? And what are those ducks? What exactly are they? To prepare yourself for a new beginning. What's holding you back? What is blocking you? What are your roadblocks? What are the doors that need to be opened within yourself? If you're having problems with managers or bosses, try to look at a positive, like how would you deal with it? How would you do it differently? Because you will be in a management position one day. You will be in charge of something one day. And you can learn about how you do not want to present yourself in this position. And you can do that in the next 2 weeks by having a check-in with yourself, conversation with yourself. Okay, very important. Sounds boring, but it's really important. So now we're going to move on to Aquarius. Aquarius, this is exciting for you. You work behind the scenes. You keep an arm's length away from most people. You don't get too close to people. You're very friendly, lots of friends, and you stand at a comfortable distance. But during this time, you're going to find that a lot of your friends are going to want insight. They're especially the ones that are sort of down and out, the underdogs, the ones that aren't getting a fair shake. So Aquarius, you're going to find yourself reaching out, even to charities, as far as going to charities and volunteer. You really want to help your human brother or sister, right? And or even if you're an animal lover, it'll be the same thing. You know, you just want to rescue people. You want to help people. You want to motivate them, get them started. And it's a great time for you to bring these people together and start a group, start, you know, a meetup group or a round table, you know, at your local church, and bring these people together and see how they can help each other, because you're all about community. In community, everybody has a role and everybody can help one another in their own individual way. So this is what you're going to be looking forward to. And this will begin for you by the end of this month, December 2017. But you want to do the legwork, right? Okay, and that's Aquarius that I'm talking about. Aquarius are huge team players. So it's going to be a real exciting time for you. So close a few doors. Maybe you need to let some people go from the team. And that's okay. You understand that. You're prepared for that. So now we're going to move to Pisces, last but not least, ever musable, wonderful, whimsical Pisces. And this is not going to be easy. You're going to feel like being squeezed through a black hole. You might want to hide or feel like you want to hide. Be on your own. Recharge your batteries. You're going to find some that people are literally going to get on your nerves. That you feel agitated or frustrated or anxious around a lot of people, especially the ones that are having a real good time with this energy. And you know what? It's okay. Don't beat yourself up. Don't be hard on yourself, Pisces. It's important for you to recharge your batteries in the next 2 weeks. It is highly recommended to spend some alone time, or just some alone time with people that you feel safe with. You know, have your bubble baths. You can drink a glass of wine or two, watch a sappy movie, spend some time reminiscing and reflecting. And if you're going to have a pity party or two, that's all right as well. But then we want you to close the door, find closure, say goodbye, let it go once that is all said and done. And if you do this for the next 2 weeks, by December 18th, you will have a much better, clearer, less foggy mind. And bring in your muses. Be creative. In the next 2 weeks, don't just sit around, do nothing. Get a hobby, get a craft, get some music, bring out an instrument, whatever your muse is. And you don't even have to be good at it. Just do the creativity. It opens up the heart chakra. It opens up the mind. Creativity is the best thing for Pisces right now, especially with all this Neptune energy. All right? Good. So I believe we just got a caller. I want to make sure I have the right one. There we go. Hello, caller 770. You're live. Did you want to have a reading?
Yes. This is Holly. Yes, Holly.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yes.
What's your name?
My name is Maddie. I'm calling from Georgia, Atlanta,
awesome.
Georgia.
Ooh.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. So you're talking to Holly from Toronto, Canada.
I saw that. So a place I always wanted to visit.
Oh, it's
Toronto.
Lovely. Lovely. There's always something to do there. So what is your birth date?
1745. And the time
so is that
is,
January 7th?
January the 7th. Uh-huh. 1945, and the
you
time
sound so young.
I'm told all the time I look 50-ish. I say, oh, thank you.
I believe it. I believe
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
What's the time?
6:50 p.m.
Awesome. Okay, is there anything specific that you would like me to take a look at?
I would like for you to take out, and maybe you're able to see why I've been having vertigo. Maybe it could be something going on. I've experienced some vertigo, but today I feel, yesterday and today I'm feeling my normal self. It's like I feel good. It's like I want to go back to the gym.
That's awesome. You know what? I wanted to see if you had Pisces in your chart, and you do. Right away, that's what I started to focus on, and that's in Yeah, Venus in Pisces, that's where the vertigo is coming from. And it's musing with your moon in Scorpio. So this is a positive thing. It is going to end in February. You're still going to get it off and on until February. But the vertigo, a lot of it has to do with you. And I know that you've got a very practical nature as well. So that Capricorn, your Mars is in Capricorn, really doesn't want to go there. But the vertigo has to do with you connecting with other people's despair, other people's sadness. So try to, did you find that you have it more in public than you do at home alone?
I found that I had it at home. When I first experienced it, it was actually it was like the 7th November. I raised my head off the pillow, and all of a sudden the room starts spinning. And I thought, oh my God, what is that? And I've never experienced this, so it was kind of frightening because when you close your eyes, it feels like your body just sinking down into a ship,
yeah.
or something, just sinking. But anyway, so I got over that day, and there are days that I feel like my normal self. Like today I feel that way. Yesterday I felt that way. Saturday I had a little time, like when I first got up. I move around a certain way. It's like, I get a little. I went to my primary doctor, and he said that it was a SIBO lift in the inner ear, the piece that moves around, that throws off the equilibrium. And in the beginning, I was still nauseous, but I don't feel nauseous now. I just get it a little bit, and it goes away. And my chiropractor said it was my atlas was off, so he adjusted my atlas, and he said, I want you to come back once a week until it goes away. I went and did a little research on my own what the atlas was all about. That said, the upper part of it on the left side. And the reason I believe that it was the SIBO lift, the ear, because I had a problem with a plane ride in 84. The pressure from the cabin, and that ear has never been right. And that ear does bother me sometimes, that whole left side. Well, that's supposed to be my weak side. Mm-hmm. And I thought, maybe it's a vagus nerve. I just went on and on, and maybe I need to go see a acupuncturist. And I saw your name pop up, and I said, maybe she can tell me what's going on in my chart.
Well, I definitely would.
Maybe it was spiritual. I even thought about spiritual. I said, God, I hear voices.
Okay, so we just got a few minutes. We just got a few minutes here. And
okay.
I want you to really focus on your dreams. So start getting a dream journal, look online how you focus on your dreams. This is going to take a turn for you. It's actually been happening since February 2016. And what's happening is your soul is being re-identified. So we have our physical body that, is born and dies. But in between, our soul lives on and on and on. So right in the middle of a lifetime, or any time in that lifetime, your soul can be reborn or go through a huge change, transformation. And that's yours is more facing your shadows. This ends in the middle of December, which is really cool because that's when the new moon is coming out as well, too. It's a two-year cycle. It's been really difficult. It's been a time of great change, a lot of endings, but it's also been a time for accomplishments and recreating yourself, having new objectives, new ambitions. And it does make you feel a little off at times. And that has to do stick with the chiropractor because that's what works for you. Your bones and your muscles are very intertwined with each other. And that works really good for you. But it's ending very, very soon. And as soon as it ends, you're going to find yourself, like you're going to re-identify yourself. You're going to want other people to see you differently. And clue in with your dreams because you're going to have some really strong, powerful dreams once you start dream journaling. And then write down all of those dreams. You've got 2 weeks to finalize this whole cycle that's gone on for 2 weeks. And it's going to create a whole new drive and a whole new energy for you. In fact, I'm not surprised that you aren't thinking about either going back into the workforce or going into a community type of leadership position where you're going to organize a small group of people in your community where you're helping them in a way. So like the underdog or the poor or the needy, that type of thing. Does that all make sense to you?
I hadn't thought of it that way. I had thought about maybe, I've always known that, I was always told that I was a makeup artist.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, my very first astrology years ago asked me to go into being a makeup artist. Oh, mm-hmm. I went as far as being a hairstylist and a little facial, esthetician, and I've been thinking about, I think that's where I will feel my real joy if I go back into that field of helping people that way.
That will happen February 2018. You're actually going to get a surprise announcement or surprise information February 2018. And it's going to be something that you've never done before. So if you've never done makeup artistry before, especially if it's in like a theater type of situation, or then that could be something that you do.
Mm-hmm. But you're telling me that vertigo is a spiritual thing, because I hear music in the ear, and I've been listening to the lyrics and say, wow, what is this music telling me?
Exactly. Write down. In fact, if you recognize the song, because I get that too. If you're hearing the same word, like the same sentence over and over again in a song, find the song on the internet, read the entire song, because it's the entire song that has a message for you.
Oh, I'm going to remember that. What about channeling? Would that have something to do with me going into channeling?
If you can do any type of meditations, or find a group that can help you learn to do that channeling, because you have the Venus in Pisces right now, and Neptune is affecting that as well as Pluto. Like I said, you're reinventing yourself right now. And by February 2018, you will not be the same person that you've been your entire life.
I even feel that I'm making a change. My thought about making changes with me, my personal appearance, everything.
Exactly. You're going to change your haircut,
yes.
Your clothes, you'll be redecorating your home because it doesn't reflect who you are anymore. Yeah.
Yes.
All of that.
Thinking bigger, thinking larger.
Yep.
Yes. Yes. That's
taking
exactly
more control. Yeah. Because
oh,
you've been a bit of a wallflower, you know, throughout your life. You help people behind the scenes, and you help people sort of get, you know, connections, and they get recognition, but you've always been humble and you're comfortable sitting in the background and not getting all the attention. But now you don't necessarily want to get a ton of attention, but you want to be in a position where you're the one who's in power, you're the one who's in control, you're the one who's getting recognition for your talent.
Fantastic. Yes, so right on.
Good. Good. I'm glad I could help. It was really nice to talk to you.
Thank you, Holly. I greatly, you come on every week?
I do, every Monday, and check me out, because I kind of randomly come on in between as well. So, but every Monday guaranteed.
Every Monday guaranteed. And that's hollybella.com, if I go to your website?
No, you can go to astroholly.com.
Oh, astroholly, okay.
Astroholly.com, that's right.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, sweetie.
Stuff
of
enlightenment. Just what I've been thinking. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good. Listen to it again. It'll help. Okay, that was great. We're going to wrap this up. Again, you can get a hold of me at astroholly.com. You can find me on Facebook at astroholly. You can email me at astroholly@mail.com, not Gmail. Every Friday, I have $50 Fridays, so that's half price off my readings. We can do it through Skype, telephone call, which I do a lot of telephone call readings. We can do it through video call. And all you have to do is contact me at astroholly@mail.com, and we can set up a time. You get your $50 Friday. You got to book well in advance. You know, sometimes it's a month in advance, but I do get openings. You know, people cancel, things happen. So I squeeze you in. We're going to do a light meditation right now. And we're going to focus on the full moon, and we're going to focus on Mercury in retrograde and how we're going to let go. And this is also the last full moon of the year, right? So we want to give thanks, have reflection for Mother Earth. So I want you to close your eyes, and in your mind's eye, I want you to look at the brilliant brightness of a full moon. Whichever way you want, it could be high up in the sky, clear, could be hovering between dark, whimsical branches. It could be lowered and sitting on the horizon over a body of water with its stream of light. Feel the stream of light on your face. Look at the brightness and the wisdom and the intuition and the knowledge of the moon, full mother moon. This is the cold moon. And we reflect now that the abundance that we can find in our years past, our shelter, our food. If you were blessed to be in an area where the weather was kind, we've had many terrible, chaotic weather patterns in the past year. And if you've survived and you've had help, assistance, and nurturing from your community, feel the blessing, feel the love, feel the shelter and the warmth of Mother Earth, and be grateful for the past year of the simpleness, the minimalist. Of life. Feel the moon. Look at your moon. And with that being said, close the door. Close the window. Say goodbye with gratitude. Let go of what blocks you and what holds you back, what you're afraid of. And open a new door and open a new window of opportunity for new knowledge and new information to come streaming through that you will welcome in the new moon. And now I want you to take a deep breath in. Breathe in Mother Moon's energy and breathe out negativity. Breathe in Mother Moon's energy and breathe out negativity. Feel it balance and warm and energize the water within you. We might feel a little off in our equilibrium. We might feel a little pull from the energy of Mother Moon. But now Mother Moon will shine on you tonight, whether you're in your home, and will balance your the fluids, the water, the energy within. And with that, namaste. May the stars be with you and may all your dreams come true.